Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Elchanan Merbin, Rechavin, Chai Rachel. He and his whole family should have bracha batzlech v'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the holy Torah of the great tzaddik, Rav Hanina, Rav Yitzchak Cohen Haberman. And as I always enjoy mentioning, he promises to pray before Hashem for those who spread his Torah. So this is a great skula besides the learning itself. But if we get the bonus that he goes before the Kisei HaKovod and he asks for a great bracha for us, and Kadosh Baruch Hu just showers it down, that would be super awesome. Vayuchaye Sarah. The life of Sarah, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. Medrash Rabbah. Am Rabbi Akiva, my Ross, Esther, Makul, Umloch, Kufchav Zayin Medinas. El Tabo Esther, Bas Bita, Shal Sarah, She, Chaisa, Kufchav Zayin Shanim, Timloch, Kufchav Zayin Medinas. Rabbi Akiva said, what did Esther see that she ruled over 127 countries? Let Esther, the great-granddaughter of Sarah, who lived 127 years, and let her rule over 127 countries. So the explanation is that Sarah Imenu was the first mother of Am Yisrael, and Esther Amalka was the only Jewish woman who ruled over the entire world. And Rabbi Akiva is coming to teach us the great power of the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, of the parents that impact the children and give them lots of good and blessing for all the generations, because all the years of Sarah were filled with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and that was a schus for her great-granddaughter Esther Hamalka to rule over another country. Every year was a year filled with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and every and that translated itself into a country for Esther Hamalka. But the Malchus of Esther didn't extend to Eretz Yisrael, like it says in Megillah, that Achashverosh said, Ad Chatzi HaMalchus. In other words, I'm not going to give you the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But had Sarah lived longer, then Esther could have ruled over that as well. It would have been more years and therefore more Medinas. And then she could have brought the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael and built a Beis HaMikdash. And that would have been the Geula Shlema. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Vayihiyu Chaye Sarah. Vayihi, which is Lashon Tsar, that's Vayihiyu. In other words, Vayihiyu is comprised of a Vav and a Yud and a Hey and a Yud, those are the first four letters, and that's spelled Vayihi, which is Ay, Vayihi, Ay, Lashon of Tsar, of pain, that it was only 127 years, and therefore the Malchus of Esther did not extend to Eretz Yisrael as well. But the Bali Musar used this Maimar Chazal a lot. Because it says in Chazal that the Tumidim were sleeping and he had to wake them up. That's how he woke them up, because if you think about it, a year is a country, but a day is a town. And a month is a state, or the more every day is more and more territory. So you got to take advantage of every day, and it pays dividends. And her brother and her mother said, meaning Rivka's, let her sit with us for days or 10, and then she can go. So the question is, why was, this is when Eliezer wanted to take her back, and they said, let her stay around here for a while. So why isn't the mother of Rivka mentioned in the coming psukim? Later on, verse 59, it says, Vayishlachu es Rivka achoisam, they sent Rivka their sister, that's meinikta, and her wet nurse, Devorah, the Menechetz of Rivka. Pasuk Samech, it says, Vayvarachu es Rivka v'yomrla achoseinu ati yila alfei rivovo. And they blessed Rivka, and they said to her, our sister, you will be for many, many thousands of people, you will greatly reproduce. So it doesn't say anything about the mother, not when they sent her away, not when they gave Rivka the bracha. It doesn't say, Biti ati l'alfei revava. Like it says earlier, V'yomer achi avima, where did the mommy go? So we can say, based on the Mefarshim, that say that the Menechetz of Rivka Dvora was the true mother of Rivka. And therefore we can understand, according to this, why it doesn't mention here the great difficulty that the family that remained in Haran had, that they had to separate from the mother. So it would appear that Devorah, the Menechetz of Rivka, was only the mother of Rivka, and Lavan and the other brothers came from a different mother. Right back then, polygamy was the in thing. So there was usually more than one wife. So the Menechetz of Rivka, the wet nurse, i.e. Devorah, mother, so that's one. She only had Rivka, and then but nobody else lost out because their mothers stayed back because there were other mothers. So Lavan Arasha wanted that the mother of Rivka should stop this shidduch and not let Rivka go. And since she didn't agree with Lavan, she didn't follow his orders, Lavan got angry. And when she felt this, she knew that after her husband dies, Besuel, who was killed by Amalek, like Rashi says, Lavan Harasha is going to be the deciding one in the house. And therefore she said, it's not a good idea for me to hang around him. Even when his father was alive, he was taking the reins, taking control. He spoke before his father, like we see in the Pesukim. So therefore she ran away. And therefore the Torah is showing that Lavan got angry at her and ignored her. So by Vayivarachu es Rivka, they blessed Rivka, and she's not mentioned. Torah is showing you that Lavan was angry and ignored her. Okay. Vayitzu Yitzchak bo mibo be'er lechai ro'i, vayitzu Yitzchak lesuach basade, vayar v'hine gmalim boim. So Yitzchak came from Be'er Lechai Ro'i, and Yitzchak goes out to speak in the field, and he sees that the camels are coming. In the Targum of Yonasan ben Uziel, he writes, V'Yitzchak haba asi mi'bei Midrasha. Yitzchak was coming from the Beis Medrash. So we can explain this based on the Mishnah and Avis. Asher Shavar Ma'amed, Lord stands on three things. Teira Avidin Gemilus Chasadim. And the explanation of the Pasuk is as follows. V'Yitzchak ba mi'bei Lechai Ro'i. Yitzchak is coming from Be'er Lechai Ro'i because that's what the Pasuk says, and the Targum says that he's coming mi'bei Midrasha. V'yetze, that's number one. V'yetze Yitzchak l'suach basadeh. That's Torah. V'yetzek l'suach basadeh. That's Avodah. Chazal say that Sicha here is Tefillah, is coming to Davin. This is where we learn Davening from. V'yisein avayar v'nei gemalim ba'im. That's Chesed. Gemalim zel shengemilus chesedim. We had a whole shiur. We spoke about it for about a half hour. The gemalim and the gemilus chesed. So the Pasuk is alluding to the fact that Yitzchak had all three milas. Torah, Avoda, and gemilus chesedim. The three milas upon which the world stands. V'yiten Avram is kol asher lo la Yitzchak ulevnei apilakshim, etc. Nasan Avram atanos. So Avram gave all he had to Yitzchak and to the sons of the Pilakshim, of his concubines. Avram gave gifts. So we have to understand, Chora, Pasuk isn't in the right order. Because first it says he gave everything to Yitzchak. So what's left to give to the Bnei Pilakshim, to the Bnei Pilakshim? Should have said, first he gave them gifts, and then the rest of it he gave to Yitzchak. So how can it be that he gave everything to Yitzchak, and then he still had what to give to the Bnei Pilakshim? It was all gone. So we can say as follows, that says Hashem berachas Avram b'kol, that he made and give him a bracha, that he was zochah in the neshama of Yaakov Avinu, who's called Kol, later on, 33:11. Like in the Medrash Rabbah, that Avram called Yaakov my son, and he was saved from the Kivshan Ha'esh b'schus Yaakov. And Yaakov, his midah includes the midah of Yitzchak and Avram, because that's Teferes, which includes glory, which includes Chesed and Gvura. And therefore, Yisod, the midah of Yisod, the midah foundation, is called Kol. That's what it means when it says that Hashem berachas Avram b'kol, he blessed him, that he was zochah in the neshama of Yaakov Avinu, was called Kol. Kol is Yisod, which is the foundation, that midah, that brings together everything, that brings together Chesed and Gvura. So the explanation of the pasuk is as follows: Vitam Avram is Kol, meaning he gave the neshama of Yaakov, was called Kol, Asher Lo, that he blessed him, and Hashem blessed him and gave him the Yitzchak. So that's what he gave to Yitzchak, the neshama of Yaakov. So it's not talking about the Gashmi Tikkun Yerusha, it's talking about the Ruchni Tikkun Yerusha, the spiritual inheritance, which is the sublime soul of Yaakov, was called Kol. Like the Baal HaTanya says, that the neshama klalis, Yaakov, the neshama klalis, was the general neshama of all the Jewish souls forever and ever. That's the idea of Kol. Eitan Avram is Kol, meaning he gave the neshama of Hashem, gave him the neshama of Yaakov Avinu, and that is Avram Avinu gave over to Yitzchak, and the Bnei Pilakshim Avram gave Matanis. It's not that he gave everything to Yaakov, Yitzchak, the soul of Yaakov. So it's not a question how he could still give things to the Bnei Pilakshim. Anyway, if you say Shem Tumah Masar Lahem, like Rashi says, then that also answers the question. He gave everything to Yitzchak, and to them he gave the Shem Tumah, which is not a physical gift. Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafal Ve'la Toldos Yitzchak. So Pasuk says he fell, Yishmael fell on all of his brothers, and these are the Toldos of Yitzchak, these are the generations of Yitzchak. So we can explain this based on the Medrash Rabbah. And it says Toldos Chaser Vav, that one of the twins was Esav. And it says about Yaakov and Esav, when one goes up, the other one goes down. And that we say in the Slichas, Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Rav Moshe Zatzal used to quote this all the time, so powerfully. Kalei Seir v'chotno v'ya'alu l'tzion Moshiim. That when Seir, when Esav, v'chosno, and Yishver, his father-in-law, Yishmael, go down, then the redeemers are going to come to Tzion. In other words, when Esav and Yishmael fall, then we are going to, then we're going to be zochah to the Geula. So Kalei Seir, destroy Seir, meaning Esav, what you Seir, v'chosnai, and his father-in-law Yishmael, because Esav married Machlas, Bito Shel Yishmael. So when they both fall, then we'll be zochah that v'yalu Tzion Moshim. So al p'nei kol echav nofal, and all of his brothers he fell, that's Yishmael ve'ele. Because this is something else that's going to fall with Yishmael, Toldos, who's Esav, who causes Toldos to be written without a vav, missing a vav. So that when the two of them fall, then we'll be zochah to Mashiach, who's Mizara shel Yitzchak, who's from the seed of Yitzchak. Ki v'Yitzchak yikari l'chazara. So then Ela to Ela Toldos, Yitzchak ben Avram. In other words, after Pnei Kol Echav Nafal, Yishmael falls and Esav falls, told us lacking of Av is Esav falling, then we'll be zocheh to the Geula Hashleima. Wow, hope that happens like today. Bezocha to the Gula. That will be amazing. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends, and hopefully we will continue this amazing series. Shalom, shalom.